We have chrozo. For the parsha of achrozo, the Rashi says, "Ki the minim sanhedrin beli anachnotim bo tzrichim achrozo." The yachash mentioned the bezdin, and if the bezdin gives the punishment to these people, they have to make an announcement to tell people why they gave this punishment, and they have to make achrozo say kach v'kach ner tell the bezdin al avera plainus. That we have to tell everybody exactly why this person was killed, for which avera that he did. For the lulav such a shame, in order to scare the people that hear this, that they should not come to learn to do this avera anymore. So the kids, that's the purpose of this pasuk of Mishorim Yishmav Yirov Yisifuwaid. So Mara says, what about, why doesn't he use the pasuk for that purpose? And therefore, when he need no sana for the avera, he answers, Meir holds, Hachroza Mivi Yishmav Yirov Nafka. He says the pasuk shows us two things. And the pasuk of Yishmav Yirov, everybody should hear and see what happens, that's the inyan of Hachroza. When the pasuk gets up and says, Vna Yisifuwaid, that's like eating on a Nazara lav in the Pasha of Adam Zemimim. So that's the Yazara to teach us that you could receive Malkus or Misa for the punishment of the Kasha Zemim. So if according to Rabbi Meir, from Laisana you receive Malkus by itself for saying Eid Sheker. And then in the Pasha of Kasha Zemim, like our Mishnah, when you want to cause someone to pay money, or you want someone to have Malkus, we give you back the second punishment, that's because of this Yazara of Melo Yosifu. According to the Rabbanan, they hold this pasuk is not a Nazara. Therefore, they use Leisana Breichai Chaka, that's the Nazara, to teach us the Chla, when you want to give a punishment of Kasha Zomam, that needs a Nazara, because Kasha Zomam itself is giving you Malkus, or giving you Misa. You need a Nazara, so the Nazara is Leisana Breichai Chaka. Now, Pashid is very sure, what does the Gemara mean to this question of Rabbanan High Leisana Breichai Chaka? What do they do with it? Because Stamazoy, there are a lot of loves in the Torah that you did not receive Malkus for. Every love Shemba Maisa, every love in the Liasoi. So the Torah could say a love even though you did not receive the punishment. So really more means to us though, but of course if you could give a punishment, it's better to say you should receive Malkus. So really most questions were born in, why don't you receive Malkus from the love of Leisana? So Torah speaks out, really more clear the question right away, the who is a love Shemba Maisa? But then it says that's only before we have the pasuk of Adviko, like we spoke about before. But after we have the pasuk of Adviko as a tzaddik, that's the gilu that now you do receive Malkus for Leisana. So if the Torah is learned, the most question is, according to the Rabbanim, why don't you receive Malkus for your father of Leisana? That's the most question. Why should it be klal of Kedei Rishosa here? Because there are like two separate laws. There's one pasuk of Kashas Amam, that's the Yonish there. And then the Torah says separately, Leisana. It's like the Pasha of Mesi Shemra. The Torah is saying clearly, you deserve two punishments here. So why, according to Rabbanan, don't you receive both? And this Gemara answers no, that this law of Leisana is not for that purpose, but rather it's for the purpose of the Yazara of Kasha Zaman. But Kivegi asks the question a little different. Kivegi asks the question, by Sarahina of Kivegi. But Kivegi asks that, Nash, when the Father died, took the Shast, the Rabbanan, let him out of Meshum Leisana. And he learned the most question was, what did Rabbanan do with the pasuk Leisana? Mashman does never Malkus from it. So here's the question why. We dashed before that our Mishnah says that Ben Rusha Ben Chalutza, you receive Malkus. How do we know you receive Malkus? That's in the slav of Leisana. From Leisana, true, you have to have Vizdikus a Tzaddik. But like we said before, like Chayza says, Vizdikus a Tzaddik is only coming to be Megala to us that you receive Malkus from the slav of Leisana. But the pasuk of Leisana is the Malkus for Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So what does the Gemara mean to ask over here? What do Rabbanan do with the pasuk of Leisana? We know what to do with it. So Shvegi will revise by Sarachin what exactly, what the Gemara's kasha, what do they want from the pasuk of Leisana? And someone answered Shvegi's kasha, to see the happening of the Gemara now, that you do not need a Nazara for the pasha of Eden Zemanin, so then the reason why you receive Malkus by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza could be from Kasha Zaman itself. When the pasuk of Adviku alone, we would not need a love of Leisana. It's only after the Gemara answers that the Rabbanan used this love of Leisana for the Azara, so now we see even in the Pasha of Edom Zomim, to receive the punishment of the Kasha Zomim, also you need an Azara in the Torah. So now that we need an Azara, now we try to say before that we use Leisana for this Azara. But before the Gemara knew that Edom Zomim need an Azara, the question was that Kasha Zomim we give you even without an Azara. So then why do we need the pasuk of Leisana? I, the Malkus of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, that can be purely from the pasuk of Adviku. We would not need the love. It's only yet to be Gemara's teretz But even in the parasha of Edom Zenonim, you have to be warned first. Now the question is, where is the warning? So the answer is, from Loisana. This is the warning from the parasha of Edom Zenonim. Now, secondly, we asked before, really in the second, the sefer in the Mishnah, from Yechon Nesim the Rabbanim. Like in the sefer of the Mishnah, when Edom Zenonim wanted to give somebody Malkus, so there Rav Meir says, we give the Edom back, Shemayim, two times Malkus. Once because of Loisana, and once because of Asisim HaKash Zomam. And the Chacham said, no, you only receive one time Malkus. So that's the question why. And the Gemara answered that Rabbanim hold the Svar of Kedei Rishosai, that will not apply to two Malkusim. Kedei Rishosai only applies to two different punishments. We can't give you punishment of Malkus and Momin for the same love. But if there be two different Malkusim, that you do receive. If a person does one love, the Torah gave two loves to it, so you receive twice Malkus. So you have to understand what's the Svar of the Rabbanim. Why did Rabbanim say you only receive one Malkus? So that's not because of the pshat of Kedei Rishosai, but rather what the Gemara answers now. According to the Rabbanan, the pasuk of Loisana is not for Malkus itself, it's mainly for the Azara. In other words, in a case where Kashazom, like here, Mamash Nesai for the Mishnah, where two Edom wanted to give Ruvain Malkus, so the Kashazom means that just like you want to give him Malkus, we'll give you back Malkus. But this we cannot do unless the Torah gave an Azara. We could definitely only give a punishment of Malkus and Esau unless the Torah first warns them. So where's the Azara for Edom Zenonim? That's our Gemara that says the Rabban hold the Azara is from Meloisana. Therefore, from Meloisana itself, you cannot receive like one Malkus from Meloisana like Rav Meir holds and one Malkus for Kasha Zomim. Because according to Rabban and Kasha Zomim itself, you only receive Malkus because of the Azara of Meloisana. Therefore, it's not extra to give you an extra Malkus. Only according to Rabbi Meir Shita. So he holds the Azara, Fagin Zemimis, is from the Pasuk, where you see Huayd. So Meir now in the Pasuk says, Kasha Zomam, I know you receive Malkus for Kasha Zomam. Where's the Azara? From where you see Huayd. Now that the Torah also says Loisana, that's like a separate love by itself. Therefore, Meir holds Fagin Zemimim, you receive twice Malkus. Whereas according to Rabbanan, you only receive one Malkus because of this Pasuk of Kasha Zomam. And with the Azara of Loisana. All right, we'll stop here.
You hold that same at Aleph by the Mishnah, top Mishnah. Mishalshim b'mamoin v'yei mishalshim b'malkus. We divide up money by threes, and we do not divide up Malkus like we had before. Let's say three Edim said that Reuven owes $1,000, and then we caught these three Edim to be Zenimim, so they did not have to pay each one $1,000, but rather they divide it up in thirds. Each one only pays a third of $1,000. By Shenkin by Malkus, if three Edim wanted to cause Reuven to receive Malkus, here the law is all three have to receive a complete set of Malkus. We do not divide it. We'll soon see why. Kate said, what's the case? He do, two Edim must three Edim say that Reuven is chayiv $200, v'nimtzu zemimim. So Mishal Shem b'neim, they divide the money between the three of them, each one pays one third. Avolimi do shuchayiv Malkus, but in the case where these three Edim say that Reuven didn't have error, that he's chayiv Malkus, aboyim, v'nimtzu zemimim, kol echad v'yachad loik aboyim. Each one of them deserves their own Malkus of aboyim, which when it says aboyim, it always means only 39 the most. Question why the Mishnah says aboyim, because the Pasuk in the Chumash says aboyim. And there we dash, and it means ad aboyim, up until, but not aboyim. So in the Torah it means 39. So the Lashon of Mishnah is also always repeating the Lashon of the Torah. It says aboyim, even though usually it means to 39. There's one sheet that's Rishonim holds, it means mamash 40, you give 40. But we hold it means 39. So how do we know the difference between money and between Malkus? Some Rabbi Abai says, Nema Rosho Bechayvi Malkus, V'nema Rosho Bechayvi Mifas, Bezdin. It's a Gzera Shava. Says the word Rosho by both. If so, Ma Lahala, just like by killing a person, Ein Misa L'machza. Like in a case where two Edim wanted to have Reuven killed, and we found them to be Zemimim. The Lachar is Kasha Zomam, we have to kill them. Now here's Pshiti, you can't kill a person halfway. He's not dead. You wanted to have him killed, so the only way we could do Kasha Zomam is to have both Edim killed. That's Pshuta, that's the Svara. And so Afkan by Malkus also, Ein Malkus L'machza. You can't apply half a Malkus. since these two Eidim wanted to give Reuven Malkus, they have to receive a complete set. We learn now from Rosh Hashanah. That's a bias limut. Rav Amanom, Binon Kashe Zomam Lasas Liyochiv Vulekam. Rav says it's a svara. When the pasuk Rosh Hashanah, we don't learn this out. Rosh Hashanah, we learn other halachis. But there's a svara. What did you want Reuven to receive? You wanted Reuven to receive Malkus. So that's what we have to give back to you. Each one of you have to receive a complete Malkus. That's a svara. So the Gemara, good. But Yochi is so, Mamanami. Our whole question is, by money we see not like that. Why don't I say by money each one of them wanted to have him lose $1,000, $200? So each one should have to pay $200. How come by Mamanami we see we put two together, and by Malkus it's separate? Samara says, Mamanami mitstarif, Malkus no mitstarif. Money is a svara if you could put together, but not Malkus. So Rashi says, Mamanami mitstarif, you could put money together. It's a chiddush in Eidim Zeremin. Some Rishonim asked the question, how do we know it? But when two Eidim wanted Reuven to lose out $200, the lach is the $200 we take away from the Eidim, what do we do with the money? The Torah doesn't say clearly what to do with the money, but the Rishonim all them on that we give it to Reuven. The person that you wanted to lose the money, he's the one that now receives the money. But if the money goes to one person, so there's a tzirus that I'll call upon him by this person, he now has $200. There's a $200 that you wanted him to lose, now he receives. So it comes together, even though it comes from two or three people, but the outcome is that he has $200. So that's called $200. But by Malkus, you're not giving Malkus back to Reuven, we're giving Malkus to the Eidim. That's a din in the Eidim alone. So each Eid by himself has to receive Malkus. There's no way to Mitzarev to put two together. That's another swadu shed that the Achrenim want to say. What's that posha teretz? Malkus means 39. If you hit a person 20 lashes, it's not as bad as hitting him 39. You give three people 20 lashes, that's not what you wanted to have him to have. You wanted him to get 39. That's a much bigger punishment. So some in swadu, you have to receive what you wanted him to have. Because by money, it comes together by his pocket. Malkus doesn't come together, so each one has to receive before Malkus. Another Mishnah says, Einu Eidim Nasim Zemim. This is the famous Mishnah that Rashi really said, this is the beginning of the Sechta, that Einu Eidim Nasim Zemim. Eidim only becomes Zemim, Achi Yizoymu as Atzman. That the next pair, the second pair, have to say against the first Eidim themselves. Well, Susi, what does that mean? Ketzad. What's the case of Eidim Zemim? In other words, there's a Chiddush here. Because really, Eid Zemim we had in Sanhedrin should be Trey Kenega Trey. Two Eidim said, we saw the action, and then two Eidim come later and said, no, you didn't see it. Imanu wa yisem. So really, who says to believe the second pair, maybe believe the first pair? It should at least be Trey and Trey. There's a new Chiddush HaKroah, no, we believe the second pair of Eidim. When is that said? Only in a certain case. Ketzad. Omru, if the second pair of Eidim say, the first pair say, Midin on the Bishplani, Shor against an Ephesh. Two Eidim say, Reuven killed somebody. Omrulem, then two Eidim come and say, Heich atem Eidim, how can you say this? Sherei nerag zeh, the person that was killed, or Yehorag zeh, the person that murdered, Hoyimanu, that person was with us, Oisei yoyim b'makom pleini. So they're not saying against the goof of the Eidim. Whether the Eidim were there or not, they don't know. They're only saying that the person you say killed, or the person that was murdered, he wasn't there. He was with us someplace else. So the court's like Zemimim. You're like telling us you're liars, that you did not see it. Still, Ein Eil Zemimim. In such a case, there's no halacha that we believe the second pair of Eidim. There's no pash of Zemimim here. Or remain a case of Trey, that's all. We would not kill these two Eidim. We would not know what to do. Avol, but what's the real case? Omru Lehem, if the second pair of Eidim say, Heich atem Eidim, how can you first two Eidim say Eidis here, Shorei atem, Hayisem imanu oisayim, you two people, you Eidim, you both were with us someplace else. How can you say Sunday morning in New York, you saw this action, you were with us in L.A. Sunday morning? The Makom Pleini is a Reyel Zemimim. That's the case that now Bezdin believes the second pair of Eidim, and the first pair becomes Zemimim. And therefore, V'nehogim apiyem, that's the Chiddush, we believe the second pair of Eidim here, so far, that we have the first pair even killed. What's going to be now, Bo Acherim? Let's say, so the second pair of Eidim took care of the first pair. But now a second pair of Eidim come to say, like the first pair, that they also saw the way Reuven killed somebody Sunday morning in New York. But the same second pair of Eidim that were mounting the first pair are now mounting the second pair. Bo acher v'zimun. Bo acher v'zimun. Afilu meya. Even if 100 different pair of Eidim come now, one after another, and these same second pair of Eidim say against all of them, you're all liars. All of you 100 people, you're all with us in New York, in L.A. that Sunday morning. How can you say that Sunday morning in New York you saw the murder? Is Kulam Yargu. The Tanna Kamma says, we believe the second pair of Eidim. They're believed so far, they could even have 100 other Eidim killed because of them. Since they are saying that Imanu Yisem, this like one pair of Eidim, keep on saying to every other pair that comes and say that they saw the action Sunday morning in New York, they keep on saying, no, it's not true. Sunday morning, you're war with us in L.A. So we believe them, and all 100 people are killed. Rabbi Yudai Menow, Istatisizu, the person is a liar. He's making up a story, this second pair of Eidim here. Like, how is it possible that he saw 100 people the same day? It doesn't make sense. Therefore, the Eino Nerek, we do not kill because of the second pair of Eidim. Ela Kas HaRishoyin Nebovad. Which Shemora says, really what it means is, only if there's only one Kas. If only one pair of Eidim first came and said, we saw Reuven kill. The second pair say no, Imanu Yisem, then we believe the second pair. But once there's more than a second cast, once there's more than the first cast, once a second pair of Eidim comes that also say they saw the action, and these first Eidim are still here being mazum them, then we do not believe these pair of Eidim. We say they're making up a story here, and they're liars, and we would not kill the Eidim because of them. That's the machloekas and the comment of Yehuda. Do you say a svar by two Eidim that maybe they're also liars? And the comment says no. The Torah believed the second pair of Eidim as long as they said that the first pair were Imanu Yisem, the first pair were with us someplace else. We always believe them as Imim. Seriously, even against 100, we believe them. And the story is strange, right? Then the Torah says, Minan Emili, how do I know this Chiddush? To say the difference, or to say that Eidim Zimimim is only when you're saying against the Eidim themselves. Omar Ravada, the Yomar Kodesh Pasuk says, V'hinei Eid Sheker, Ho Eid Sheker, Ono. So the response says there's an extra word Sheker here. It says he's an Eid Sheker, saying false witness. So we dashin, Ashetishake Gufa Shaladis. That in the parish of Zimimim, we only believe the second pair if they say against the first pair of Eidim. They have to say directly that you two people, you are with us someplace else. If you say directly against the Eidim, it's considered like you're saying they're Absulim, therefore we believe you. The very of Yishmael Tona, the Pasuk says, La'ana is Basara, that they're saying Eid is turning it around, false Eidis. So we dashin also, Achetisra Gufa Shal Eidis, till they turn around the Guf of the Eidim themselves. And also the Ritzvah says, it's from the Yitur HaKurim, it's an extra Pasuk. Rashi says they're both talking about the Pasha of Eidim Zemimim, but the Apsukim, the extra words to teach us this Yisoid, that we only believe the second pair of Eidim if they go completely against the first pair. They have to say, you two people, it's not true what you're saying. Why? Because you two were with us someplace else. But if you just say the victims were someplace else, that's no good. Omar Rav, Bo Shnayim V'yomer B'mizrach Bira Horet Planis Nefesh. Two Eidim come and stay on the east side of this palace, Reuven killed Shimon. Or Boshnaim, then another two Eidim come and say no. The Yomru, Valoi B'marav Bira Imanu Yisem, that you're with us on the west side of this palace. Because that morning that you say you saw the murder, you're with us on the west side. So Chazina, let's see. He could have come with Marova. If even if it's true what they're saying, that they were on the west side of the Bira of the palace, Mechse Chazla Mizrach Bira. If you could see the east side of the palace, you can see what's going on there. They're not called Zemimim, because it's true. If there's no Sira. They were true on the west side of the Bira, but so what? They could see from there what's going on the east side. But Vim Lav, if they cannot see, you can't see from the east side to the west side, then the first pair becomes Zemimim. It's not true what they're saying. Because the second pair of Eidim are saying, you were with us on the west side, you cannot see what happened on the east side. But the mafshit, of course, what's the chiddush here? If you can't see, so is zayamim. The Gemara says, no, not at all. I would have thought to say that to save a person, but similar save them, maybe you have to say a new svara, lechus, let's be afraid, l'nuhura bria. Maybe the zayim has very good eyesight, extra special eyesight. I don't know if it means they can see through walls, but maybe they could see very far. See, even though normal people, if they're standing on the west side, they cannot see what's doing on the east side, but maybe we should believe these two eidim. Kamash Malan, no, together go bas the chazak, go bas umdino. If a normal person cannot see it, and the Shem of Surah speak out, the eidim are not saying that we have extra special eyesight. If we bring a letter from the doctor that his eyesight is super duper, maybe we believe him. But that's not what the eidim are saying. The eidim are saying, no, we saw it. Now, in the normal circumstances, you can't see it. So that's the chiddush. We don't say he has special eyesight. If he were to complain he had, maybe it will be different. But here, since he himself doesn't say it, we do not say it ourselves. The Yom HaRov, another same similar case, Bo Shnayim V'yomru V'chad B'Shabbat on Sunday, Imanu Yisim Ben Adoy. No, B'Shnayim V'yomru. B'Suria, the first sentence said, B'Suria, B'Tsafra, B'chad B'Shabbat, in the morning, a Sunday morning, Horat Tonit Nefesh, we saw the Reuven killed Shimon. Then the Boshtan to other Eden come home and they say, Befanya, in the afternoon, the Chag B'Shabbat, and that Sunday afternoon, Imanu Yisim Ben Adoy, you're with us in Adoy. So the Eden said that in the morning they were in Syria, they saw the murder there, and now we find out in the afternoon they were in Adoy. So let's see Chazinim. Im Itzafu Lefanya, Motsi Yozo, Misurim Ben Adoy, we'll have his Eremim. If it's only a 2-hour trip, that you can make it there in 2 hours, so there's no stira. In the morning he was in Syria, in the afternoon he was in Adoy. Vila, but if it takes 10 hours to travel, heavy zememin. Then we say, the liars, how could it be that you were in the Syria in the morning, if 3 hours later we heard that you were in Adoy? It's not possible traveling 3 hours, 10-hour trip. So we say, you're liars. Again, for the mafshita, of course, why not? No. Madam, I would have thought to say, lechush legam lepocho. Let's be afraid it took a jet. Maybe it took a camel that flies. In other words, maybe something special happened that he made it. It's under normal circumstances, he can't get there so fast. But maybe something special happened to him, so we should not say he's lying. As the pasuk that Silu was trying to save him. Kamashma, no, we don't say these things. Since it's not normal, we say he traveled normally, you can't make it there in one afternoon, so he's a liar. The Yom HaRov, Rav says also now, Bo Shnayim V'yomru B'chad B'Shabbat Oro Tronis Nefesh. Today the first come and say, we saw the way Sunday Reuven killed Shimon. Now it could be, keep close, there right now it's Tuesday morning, could be. Today them came to Beis Din Tuesday morning, saying that we saw that on Sunday Reuven killed Shimon. Now Bo Shnayim two other Eidim come, V'yomru, they say no, Imanu Yisam B'chad B'Shabbat. On Sunday morning, you were with us someplace else. You did not see this action. Your lawyers, you become Zeremim. Ella, but the second pair do agree and say that betrayed the Shabbat to Holy Tanya to Nefesh. It happened on Monday. On Monday, it's really true, Reuven did kill Shimon. And now again, we're in Beis Din now, Tuesday morning. So Tuesday morning, right now, comes out when Abram want to have his first pair of Abram killed. Really, Reuven did kill Shimon. Still, we killed the first pair of Eidim. For lawyer, not only this case, Elafilu Omru Erev Shabbos Horeb Tzonis Nefesh. Even if the second pair of Eidim come and say, they're saying, first of all, the first pair are liars. You said you saw it Sunday morning, not true, Sunday morning you were with us someplace else. But you should know, really, Reuven is a murderer. Reuven killed Shimon even on Friday. So it comes out now that when the false Eidim said the Eidim, really Reuven did kill. Still, Nehogim. So the law is, we have these two pair of Eidim killed. The first two pair that caught to be Zimmerman, we killed them. Why? They said Eidim that Reuven killed somebody, and it's true, Reuven did kill somebody. But the answer is, did the Idna, the Komasadi, at the time, when these first pair of Eidim are saying their Eidim in Beis Din Tuesday morning, Gavra Lav Ba Kotlu. There's no Beis Din yet that passed the Chiyav Mis upon Reuven. No kosher Eidim came to Beis Din yet. So even if Reuven really killed somebody, but before Beis Din paskins that Reuven's chayiv misa, he's not sitting in the gal for katila. He's not called as a killed person. So you two Edom are the first ones coming to Bezdin to claim that he killed somebody. So you're the first ones that want to give him a Chiyuv Misa. And we find out that you're liars, you are Nazir, therefore that's called Kasha Zaman. You are the first ones that wanted to put a verdict of Misa upon him, and it's not true what you're saying, we'll put it upon you. So Mar says, my Kumash, what's the Chiddush over here then? Tanina, we learned this later in the Mishnah later, Lefikach. In the case when we have two different pair of Edoms looking from two different windows, the Gemara says that they do not see one another, the Nam Starf, they're called two separate pair of Edom. And it says there, Nimsus Achas Miyam Zimamais, out of these two different pairs that come, if one pair is caught to be Zimamim, but the other pair is not, so it comes out, it's really true that Reuven killed somebody. Just this one pair of Edom are four Fadis. So it says later, Hu Vehein in the Hargim. Who means that Reuven is killed, because we have a second pair saying Reuven did kill somebody, but the first pair of Edom are also in the Hargim, because they became Zimamim. The Ashniya Ptura, the second pair of Edom, they're free because they're not caught to be liars. So if you just want to tell me a Chiddush, that even though we're really killing Reuven, still the Edom are also killed, that's the Mishnah later. So what's the Chiddush of the Bryce over here? Samara says, yes, Seifa. There's a Chiddush over here in the Seifa that says, Ma'ashen kem b'gmadin. The whole story changes around if there was already a Gmadin that Bezdin Paskin and Reuven's Chayv Misa. Israchlei. That's what we need. That's the Chiddush. What's that case? Like this. Bo Shnayim. First two Edom come and say, V'yamru. B'chad b'shabata nigmadina shapleni. Two Edom come to Bezdin and say, we know, we were there in court in New York, that on Sunday morning, they Paskin that Reuven's a murderer, his Chayv Misa. But we said we saw the Gmadin. Then Uboshnaim, another two Edom come and say, no, the Yom Rebechad, B'Shabbata, Imanu Eisen, you were with us in L.A. Sunday morning. How could you say you saw the Bezdin in New York? Ella, the second person said like this, Ella, you should know, the Erev Shabbos, Nigma Dina Shaploni. But it's really true that Reuven is a murderer, and there was a Psak Din, not like you're saying on Sunday, but on Friday. Even before you want to cause him to be dead, he's already called a Gavra Ktila. There was a Psak Din on Friday that is Chayv Misa. Not only this Chiddush, Elo Afilu Amru, even if the second pair of Edom are saying that betrayed the Shabbat and Nigma Din Shapleni, that again, we're talking about now, we're Wednesday morning in Bezdin. The first two pair of Edom said, Sunday morning we saw a Gmar Din. Sunday morning we saw the way Bezdin, Paskin, Reuven is Chayv Misa. Two other Edom come and say, not true. Sunday morning you were not in Bezdin in New York, you were with us in L.A. But we know that on Monday morning, the next day, Bezdin, Paskin, is this Reuven is Chayv Misa. And again, now it's Wednesday morning. So Lachriz, Ein, Elu, Nehogin. We do not kill these first pair of Edom over here. Because since they first came to Bezdin Wednesday morning, so on Wednesday morning, they wanted to have Reuven killed. Now, the second pair of Edom are telling us that on Monday morning, it was really true that Bezdin put a Psak Misa upon Reuven. So when the first pair of Edom are coming Wednesday morning, that person is called the person that's killed already. Because it's really true that there is a Gemar Din upon him to be killed. Sumar says, did the Idna to come Asadi by Wednesday morning, when these first pair of Edom that are liars are saying that he is supposed to be killed from Sunday, Gavra Baktilu. But by Wednesday already, it's really true that person is the person that deserves to be killed. He's called the Gavra Baktilu. So since Bezdin already gave a Gemar Din on Monday morning upon this person, once Bezdin gives the verdict that he's supposed to be killed, he's called the person that's killed already. So now if two Edom want to have him killed, they do not become Zimamim. That's the Chiddush. There's a difference by Misa whether there was a Gemar Din yet or there wasn't a Gemar Din. The Mishnah says, V'chein linyin tashlum eknas. The same difference applies by Knas also, like this. Bo shnayim v'yamru. V'chad b'shabbat gona v'tov v'chomacha. Two Edom said that Sunday morning we saw the way Reuven was gona, stole the shol, v'tov v'chim made a shchita, and he sold it. So it's chayiv da'ol v'hei, it's chayiv knas. Or bo shnayim v'yamru, no. V'chad b'shabbat imanu yisam. It's not true, you didn't see the action. You were with us someplace else Sunday morning. El abot, v'troy b'shabbat gona v'tov v'chomacha. It's true that this Reuven stole and shechted on Monday. So lachu is mishalmim. The first two Edom have to pay the knas to this Reuven. They were caught to be liars. For lawyer, not only this chiddush, elafilo omru the Yerushalmis going up. So even if the second pair of Eidim say, you know what happened here? Really, on Friday, Reuven stole the shore and was tofach umachar. Still Mishalmin. Even though when the lie is, the Eidim the lying come on Sunday, it's really true that Reuven already stole it on Friday. But so what? The didna the komisadi gavra lav batashlumahu. Because by knas when the worst of the klal is ashi ashir nelehim, you need Bezdin to give the chiyuv knas. Before Bezdin gives a psak on knas, he is not called the person that's mechuyev to pay knas. Even though the action really happened, it was really true that Reuven stole the shore and made a shchita, that still he's potter from paying the money until Bezdin gives a psak. So here, since at the time when the fourth Eidim came to Bezdin, there was no psak upon Reuven, it's considered you are the first ones that want to be mechayivim to pay the tashlumim, therefore we say kashizomim. You want to put the chib upon him, we'll put it upon you. But what's going to be those shnayim, the yomer b'chad b'shabbat to go on the tovach mochar v'nigma dinoi? First, the first two Eidim, the fourth ones come and say, Sunday morning there was the gemar din. Bezdin saw what happened and they passed him that Reuven is chayav dal v'hei. There was a gemar din already. Now, ubo shnayim, then two other Eidim come. The yomru, you b'chad b'shabbati manu yisem. That's not true what you're saying. Sunday morning you were thus someplace else. Ela but Erev Shabbos, even before your Eidus on Friday, it's really true that Reuven had a gemar din that Bezdin passed his chayav dal v'hei. For lo yoyed, not only this, ela afilu amru bechad b'shabbat gona v'tofach u'mocha, that the first two Eidim said took place on Sunday. Uvetrei, ela afilu amru, show what the gears through is. Should be betrayed b'Shabbat here. El afil or even the second pair of Eidim are saying, when it says in the bottom, that betrayed b'Shabbos going to Tovach Mochar, not Sunday, but on Monday it took place that Reuven really made the Gneiva and the Tficha. But there was a Gemar Din, Nigmar Dinai. So since, again, now we're talking about Wednesday morning. So since by Wednesday morning it's already true that Reuven had a Gemar Din, that he made a Gneiva and a Tficha, so he's already Chayav Bal Vehei, he's Eidim Zemim Mapotor, Ein Mishalmin. Why? The B'idna, the Komasadi, at the time, Sunday morning, or now it's Wednesday morning, by the time they come to the Bezdin Wednesday morning and say the Raidis that Reuven made a Gneiva and a Tficha, that he should be Chayav Bal Vehei, it's really true that Bezdin already gave him a Gemar Din. That's the klal over here, that by Knas and by Misam, that there's no Tashlumim unless there's a Gemar Din. If there was really a Gemar Din already, then the Eidim are potter. But as long as there wasn't a Gemar Din yet, even though it's really true that this Reuven did the action, he killed somebody, or he really made a Gneiva and a Tficha, still he's not called the Gavra Ketila, he's not called the Gavra Bat Tashlumim yet, but rather we need the Gemar Din of Beis Din. That's the chiddush of this Gemara. Therefore, the Eidim Zomimim will be killed or will have to pay the money. And Tosis says the svar is that by, by Misam, that we're not sure Eidim will come. Since there's a new cloud of Exilu which try and save them, so a Darish V'chayk will have the Eidim, he's never called the Gavra Bakhtila until there's a real Psaq Din. Yeah. Kvegim was a little bit different than Kvegim. No? That Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Oymer is this Tzizu, another new machlokes in the Mishnah to Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama. Again, the case where there's two Eidim that say to the first pair of Eidim, your lie is you with us in LA. And then another ones come, they keep on piling up Eidim saying, yes, we saw Reuven kill Shimon Sunday morning in New York, and the same pair of Eidim keep on saying, it's not true, you're with us someplace else. So the question, do we believe them or not? So here's the question, first of all, the Lashon Mishnah is, if Yehuda says, I only believe them against the first pair, the question is even that why? If these pair of Eidim, the second pair, are like liars, they're making up a plan between the two.